But I'm saying even meat, not too much eating meat, no good. Once a week, maybe maximum. And then vegetable, hummus, all good Arabic food, Middle East, like in the old time, like in the Muslim. Look at the Muslim. Bread, almond, apple, go read. Read. You discover in the Muslim a lots of good thing. Very smart Prophet Muhammad. He knew what's good for the future about the body. So look at that. Don't ask me. And believe me, you have everything.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. And did you know that one of the founding fathers, if not many of them, one that we know for sure, had his own copy of the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran? Some would even say that the constitution that we have today was influenced by Islam. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about, much, much more here with my guest, Sheikh Faisal Hamouda. How are you, Sheikh?
How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. How you been?
Alhamdulillah.
So you're an engineer by profession?
Yes.
And also you've been in the field of educating humanity, Americans in particular, here on clearing many of the misconceptions about Islam and delivering the true message of Islam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
I think it's over 40 years.
40 years. You got a lot of experience, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, before we get into the main thing that we wanted to talk about, that's kind of goes over what's actually written in this book. And you also have another book here. These are a couple of historians that are going to be, we're going to be picking through some of the things that they're saying. And these are not Muslim authors, are they?
No.
No. We're dealing with a crisis here. They say a pandemic, the coronavirus. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, the best statement was made in France about the women, the Muslim women who are doing niqab. Niqab means covering their face with the exception of their eyes and wearing gloves and don't kiss and don't hug. They said they are absolutely corona disease preventer.
Who said that?
And I mean, France.
In France.
In France. Uh-huh. Now where people were really criticizing Muslim women for wearing hijab and covering their face or covering their body totally. Now they see the benefit of being covered this way and they are corona
free.
Free.
Hopefully this is a great prevention from the corona. So they're saying this. These are
in the French newspaper.
Yeah, that was in a French newspaper.
And
huh?
As a matter of fact, you'll find if you Google on Muslim women and corona, mm-hmm. you're gonna find the how they show somebody with a mouse mask and gloves and what have you, and how a Muslim woman is already self-protected. Even they went farther than that. They said that Gaza Strip,
yes,
because of the siege that the whole world is putting on them.
Yes,
it's a corona free.
Oh, the okay, this area,
because they can't go out and nobody can come in.
Yeah,
and they can't buy anything from anywhere except locally. So it is, but here people do not realize that God has many soldiers working for him to establish justice on this planet Earth. It could be a bird, and we have seen that many over 1400 years when the African tried to destroy the building in Kaaba, and God Almighty will send birds with little stones in their mouth, and their peak, and destroyed the army. And they went with their elephant back, couldn't destroy Kaaba. And we will find out throughout history that God uses winds, tsunamis, and use different natural things to make people wake up to his existence and to stop injustice to each other. Everybody talks about justice, but when they get in power, they forget about justice. Mm-hmm. And this corona is waking up the whole world. Just wake up. As a matter of fact, China, before the corona epidemic came about, they were saying we are a power that nobody can destroy it. And you remember a statement like that was made on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. They said, this is a ship that God cannot destroy. And it was destroyed on its first trip.
The Titanic, yeah.
The Titanic.
Yeah.
And
what was that statement again? They said that...
The Chinese...
Were no, the one with the Titanic. That the this Titanic, is a ship...
They said, this is a ship that God cannot destroy.
Yeah.
Or cannot sink.
Cannot sink.
And it was sank on the first trip.
Uh-huh.
And the Chinese, just recently before the epidemic, they were saying, we are at a point so strong that nobody can push us back. And God is telling everybody, be just to everybody, so God can be just to us.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened in China with millions of Muslims being persecuted, it was the answer. Now we can see that happening in India, the burning Muslims alive in the streets of India. And the whole world is just watching and doing nothing.
Isn't it amazing that just everybody's just quiet? They're asleep? And this is a modern day like a genocide that's happening. And
If a Muslim have burned a roach in any street, you're going to see the whole media talking about the Muslim terrorist and anti-humanity and anti-animals.
Yeah, you have with the Chinese, you have a modern-day Inquisition. Then you have these bandits, criminals, terrorizing innocent human beings.
In India. In Kashmir.
Yeah, in Kashmir. They're still locked down. They're still locked down in Kashmir. Well, how long has it been? They're locked down like animals.
Yeah.
You know, if animals were locked down, people would have more of an uproar.
That's true.
Yeah.
So this is what's happening. God Almighty is giving a message to the world. Be just to each other. Be just to each other. Because you're going to be on this planet Earth, and you're going to share it together.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing that you can see, like you were saying, that you just don't know what means that Almighty God, Almighty Allah, can use to wake people up, to bring them back. This can be a punishment, also a mercy for some if they turn back towards the Almighty, towards God, Almighty Allah. But you need to see this, whatever it is, this corona, it needs to be magnified, I believe, by like 100,000 or something like that.
And that's exactly what the president of China, he went to many mosques in China.
Yes.
Apologizing and asking them to pray.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, this is
in the media, public media.
Yeah.
Ask them to pray for God to save China.
The Chinese president?
Yes.
Wow. So now what happened? Is there any changes being made? It's kind of reminds me of Pharaoh.
God have given us many examples in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
When people are stuck and they can't get anywhere, then they realize that there is a God. And they ask God, oh, God Almighty, if you just get us out of our troubles, we will be the most obedient. And God will say, he will get them out of their troubles, knowing that they're going to negate on their promise.
Yeah.
But hopefully the Chinese this time, they will wake up. Because not thousands of Chinese are becoming Muslims, but it says in some publications, millions of Chinese are becoming Muslims now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they see the way Muslims live and the way Muslims eat is completely different than them. And Muslims have not been infected by corona as much as the non-Muslims have been done. Now they are thinking about the way they eat animals and
their way of life,
insects and what have you, and the way Muslims eat good food, and not only that, they wash up 5 times a day for prayers, and they go to God seeking his help. Now they see the difference in the two ways of life. As a matter of fact, the whole world now is seeing most of the precautions against corona. It says, make sure that you wash your nose and make sure that water go through your nose and make sure that water go through your mouth. And this is what Muslims do 5 times a day.
5 times a day before prayer, yeah, salah.
Before prayer. And this has been just self-protection coming from God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for the whole world to know that there is something good in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And Islam was sent as the last message to save humanity from themselves. From themselves. Everybody think we can do anything. As I mentioned before, this is a ship that God cannot sink. God sent it to tell them that he can do better.
Yeah, inshallah, God willing, people take these reminders, these wake-up calls, and turn back. And a lot of times when well, it's wonderful what you're saying, because when people really come at Islam with an open heart and open mind, they look at it and they see a lot of these blessings, a lot of these wisdoms that are there for the benefit of society, humanity, as an individual and as a whole. Now, you are actually sharing an interesting story that when you had to take your citizenship, you had to, or what was it? You were studying the Constitution. You had to study the Constitution.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
And when I did, I found out this sounds like Islamic stuff. As a matter of fact, if you go to Harvard University, they have a plaque there saying that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the most just man in the history of mankind.
Where is this? This is in the Harvard University?
Harvard University.
Yeah.
And not only that.
One of the greatest lawmakers, right?
Lawmaker, yes. Yeah. And they also quote one verse from Surah An-Nisa about justice. I think it's verse 193 from Surah.
Yeah, that's the one that's at Harvard University. They have that up. Yeah.
There is
two
statements. At the law school of Yale, they have this verse saying this is the most just statement ever made.
I mean, if you think that's deep, that's really profound.
Yes. And in Harvard University, they're saying that Muhammad is the greatest man ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Which means, as a matter of fact, you know, the movie star with a French name that used to do 007 movies.
Is that a James Bond?
Yeah, James Bond movies.
Mm-hmm.
He has a French name.
Yeah, they had quite a few of them. They were always switching the guys.
But one with a French name, he says,
"Read, you discover in a Muslim a lots of good thing.
The best food and the best remedies is to follow the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam."
Oh, yeah, that's Van Damme.
Yeah, Van Damme.
Van Damme, yeah.
Yeah, Van Damme.
But I'm saying even meat, not too much eating meat, no good. Once a week, maybe maximum. And then vegetable, hummus, all good Arabic food, Middle East, like in the old time. Like in the Muslim, look at the Muslim. Bread, almond, apple, go, read.
Yeah.
Read, you discover in the Muslim a lots of good thing.
Hmm. Okay.
Very smart, Prophet Muhammad. He knew what's good for the future about the body. So look at that. Don't ask me. And believe me, you have everything.
He was saying, he was talking about Prophet Muhammad. Van Damme was talking about, Muhammad, he knows from all his study and from martial arts and the food and everything. And then he did a little bit studying and he said, follow Muhammad, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not only that, there is a scientist who found out that Muslim women are the cleanest women in the world. How he did? He found out through his research that when a man have a relation with a woman, he leaves his imprint.
Uh-huh.
And that imprint stays there for 3 months to 4 months and 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Quran says, that a woman wouldn't marry if she is divorced for 3 months. Why? Because if the imprint of two men will mix in her body, it will cause her problems and diseases. And for a woman that her husband passed away, then it's 4 months and 10 days. And because of that, he became a Muslim.
This was the scientist?
A scientist.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't hold names good except, but maybe next time I'll...
These are those from the small... It reminds me of, the man who came up to one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And he said, your prophet, which is actually a prophet for the whole of mankind living today and yesterday, Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, just like Moses, Abraham, Jesus came with the same message, worship the creator, not the creation. He just happens to be the last and final messenger. So at that time, they asked him, he said, your prophet taught you everything, even how to go to the bathroom, right? So from the smallest things, we're just talking about the small details. But when you study the details, now some of these wisdoms are mentioned. Imagine the great things, like nobody attacks Islam on the theology of the pure monotheism, just worshiping one and one God alone. But going back to some of these smaller details, like just going to the bathroom. They've did you know, just the proper way to wash yourself. There was when I was in Bosnia, there was a Serbian doctor who was talking about, because there is rectal cancer and other harms that because people not washing themselves properly down there, right? After they use the bathroom, number two specifically in this case. But we've been taught how to do that, right?
You won't believe there is a life professor in Minneapolis area, Minnesota. He went to Malaysia as a missionary. First, he lived with a Muslim family. And he, according to him, and I met him several times, he will go to the bathroom and he will find a pot with water. And he didn't know what did that for. But he really never got a chance to ask the Muslim family about it.
Why they have the pot in the bathroom with the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he moved from their place and lived with a Buddhist. And he found that they don't have that pot in their bathroom.
Yeah.
So he asked him, how come you don't have a pot? So they start making fun of the Muslims and ridiculing the Muslims.
Because they wash themselves with the water.
So now he looked at it and he said, Islam goes to that much of details, even how to go to the bathroom and to clean yourself.
Yeah.
Now he's, mashallah, a Muslim missionary.
Oh, he accepted Islam.
Yes.
And then also they did some tests where they, with UV lighting, they were testing people. I heard this that...
Wudu.
No, this is specifically for people when you go to the urinals and you stand up and
yeah,
urinate.
Oh, yeah.
And now you can only see with this special UV lighting. But what they saw was because of the backsplash from the urine, people were pretty much walking with urine all over themselves.
Yes.
But we have, obviously in Islam, we have... when you go to the, not just number two, but also when you go to urinate, Muslims just following the sunnah of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, you would sit. So this avoids you walking around with urine on yourself and dung between yours.
Not only that, recently,
yeah,
another professor, he was checking the image of human beings.
Uh-huh.
And it, most of the one that he have checked, it seems that they are settling unpeaceful. And then one time he did the same imaging of a Muslim and he found that he is in quiet tranquility and peace with himself. And he found out the reason was for doing wudu, washing yourself. And when he did wudu to non-Muslims, their image changed and they have peace and tranquility.
This is the ablution now before praying. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a statement. This Quran will always lead to the best. This means regardless what time and what era you are, what knowledge you have, there is going to be something even better that this Quran will tell you as time goes on. As a matter of fact, there is a professor in I think she is in Germany. She is a sort of an orientalist. And she said, whoever says the Quran is not fit for all times, they need their head to be examined. And God is showing the world today how if you follow the hygienic procedures of the Muslims, you can save yourself from a deadly disease,
mm-hmm.
which is simply if you go anywhere, they say, wash your hands with water and soap, inhale water, drink water, make sure that your mouth is moist. And if you touch anything, make sure that you clean yourself.
Yeah. So we're just talking about the purity because that's a part of faith, iman, is purity,
yes.
of cleanliness. And how, and we're just giving some examples. That's just amazing. Just from those examples, there's so much good because, I mean, we see what happens when people were in the dark ages at one point. Right, then they were not taking baths for months, just putting perfume or cologne over, and you had sickness and disease and whatnot. But at that time, you had Muslims who were following the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, and all the prophets and messengers, and they were implementing this because this comes from the divine.
Yes.
Yeah.
He knows better than anybody else.
Exactly. And this is for everybody. This is not exclusive just for us. This is for the person watching. This is for everybody. This way of life is for everybody.
Absolutely.
So what happened now? So you're reading this the Constitution and what's this historian is it that talks about some of this stuff. And what came to your mind that they, how much influence did they have and did they know about Islam? Thomas Jefferson had his own copy of the Quran.
Not only he had his own copy of the Quran, he ordered somebody to give him even a better translation of the Quran. And not only him, but several of the founders. That's why the subtitle, it says, Islam and the Founders.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, Quran, Islam and the Founders, yeah, of America.
Of America.
Yeah.
They studied Islam and they studied the Quran. They're talking not only about Muslims at that time, they're talking about the future could be a Muslim president. As you mentioned, yes, at that time they have slaves. But nevertheless, when they studied Quran, they came up with the idea of freedom of religion and freedom of speech and freedom of defending yourself. And those are things taken out of the Quran, straight from the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody talks about Sharia as a bad word, but really Sharia with the Constitution of America, because most of the Muslim countries, they don't even follow.
Yeah, that's ironic because, I mean, you have any person who loves Moses, nobody is going to get bent out of shape who is God conscious and says, you can't, if you're a Christian, you love Moses, if you're a Jew, you love Moses. And nobody's going to, like, throw out the Ten Commandments. That's Sharia, actually.
Yes.
Right?
As a matter of fact, part of our Islam. And you find it at the end, couple verses of the Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. It says that the prophet and the believers, they believed in God and the angels and the scriptures and all the prophets without distinction.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of Muslims' belief, is we believe in all the prophets and the messenger of God with no separation and no distinctions between them.
That's beautiful. That's one of the things that many people they find captivating is when it just makes sense, that chronological order from the beginning, one God, one message, one way of life, not all these different religions, and now they contradict each other, contradictory messages. It's just the same message. Worship one and only one God, the Creator. Don't worship the creation. Be morally upright. Do good deeds. And if you fall short, like we will, we're human beings, turn back to the all-loving, forgiving God. Repent directly to Him. No one's dying for your sins. And that's how you get salvation, right? By His grace, by His mercy. Living a good, morally upright life. Following the messenger that was sent to you. And Muhammad just happens to be that. If you were living during, like we know, Jesus' time, you would have to follow His teachings today, or Moses' teachings at his time, but Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, this is the messenger for President Trump, for all the Christians, yeah. Everybody. He's a messenger for everybody.
As a matter of fact, recently there is a rabbi, chief rabbi in Israel,
mm-hmm.
who have studied Islam.
Yes.
And now he went back to the original scripts of the Torah.
Yes.
And he found out that indeed Muhammad is the last and the seal of the prophets. And he's the one that's going to come at the end. As a matter of fact, there is, if you Google somewhere on the internet, you find out many of the Jews, when they go to the Wailing Wall, they say, Muhammad, 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 Muhammad.
Why would they be saying that?
Because it is in their script, and they know it without knowing what they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But he became a Muslim, and he exposed the corruption that happened to the Torah,
yeah,
in the past.
Which one? They can look this up. People can look this up.
It just came to me looking at the internet.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube. Just go on YouTube and look for a rabbi exposing and confirming Muhammad is the last prophet.
It reminds me, you have learned Christians, Waraka ibn Nawfal, during the time of Prophet Muhammad. You had he was one who knew the scriptures at that time.
Yes.
And when it was declared that Prophet Muhammad brought this news, that he was indeed a messenger, people knew him as having the most, he was the most honest, the most trustworthy. And when he came with it, this was a Christian who followed him.
Yes.
You had the Najashi also.
Najashi.
He was the king. He also, at the end, accepted Islam. So these are Christians accepting Islam. Then you had scholars of Judaism at that time. Who also, what was it, Ibn Salam?
Ibn Salam.
He also, he was someone who accepted, and others. What was the, you had that situation where the man, he was Jewish, he lent some money to the Muslims, and then he reneged. After 3 months, he said, I'm going to come back. He came back there after a month. He started to, because it was one thing he was testing. He wanted to test all the signs
It was just,
His forbearance. Yes, all the signs fit that he was indeed the messenger, that the Jews came to Yathrib, to Medina, waiting for the final messenger to come. And then he saw the signs, but he wanted to test them in his forbearance. And then he started to, you know, slander, to,
and
you know, he attacked.
Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was always cool.
He was just
nice and never raised his voice at all.
Yeah. And then what
happened? He accepted Islam.
And then Omar radiallahu anhu asked him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give him his money and more because you scared him, Omar.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, this narration. Yeah. And then he ended up asking him, why'd you do this? He said, because I saw the signs, he fit them. There was just one sign left, and that was the quality of forbearance.
Yes.
If he has the power, meaning that if he can punish that and he's in ability to do so, that he would, but he didn't. He showed mercy. Leniency.
You see, the people do not realize that God have created us in the most wonderful way, that we can use our brain to think. And if we think properly, we're going to be led to the truth.
Properly, yeah.
And anyone who's really honest to themselves and want to find out the truth, they will find the truth, and the truth will be that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last and the seal of the prophets, and Islam is the way of life, and God have made it responsibility on him to protect that Quran from being altered or corrupted. And the fact is, there is millions, if not hundreds of millions, of Muslims who memorize the Quran from the beginning to the end, not only memorize it as words, but they memorize it the way that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, uttered it 1,400 years ago.
Yeah.
That by itself convinced all the world that there is only one Quran, and it's not only one Quran, written Quran, it is pronounced the same way as it has been pronounced by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions at that time 1,400 years ago. So really and truly, if you want the best, look in Islam.
So now let's go back to this. This is very profound, very interesting, that many people don't know that, because it's kind of like people who are really narrow-minded. Some people have some racist qualities. You know, they think that, okay, America, this is how it is. It's for us, our type, our color, our look, you know. And Muslims are the other, or anyone who doesn't, you know, talk like us, walk like us, have slang like us, whatever it is, the case, they're not one of us. And Muslims, when they'll often get attacked, you know, these people will come, many of these haters, whatever you want to call them, they'll say, go back home, right? They'll have you witnessed some of these things?
Oh yeah.
But now when you come and you talk about the influence that Islam had on the founding fathers, and then not you in particular, but the historians talk about that you found that Muslims who came here, you know, who were some of the originals here in the Americas.
Yes, the Muslims, once they came to Spain, which is like the second century of Hijra, which is like 700 after Christ. They look at the ocean and they said, there must be something behind that. So they are the one who really discovered America. Mm-hmm. And Muslim kings who lived in North Africa and West Africa, they send missions to go to the land in South America and North America. And they lived with the Native Americans. And the Native Americans accepted Islam. And there are many historians who says that majority of the Native Americans were Muslims. They have one of the best culture and the best society and the best government system. However, as many historians, you will read that they say history is written by the powerful. They have demonized the Native Americans, they killed the Native Americans, and they didn't acknowledge that most of the African slaves that they brought to America were actually Muslims, and they forced him to convert to Christianity. And now, I think his name is Ali. He's just, he have his memoir in Arabic, and he wrote about his history in slavery. Mm-hmm. And many of the founders, they had slaves, but later on, as we see, for example, Lincoln, he was fighting for the slaves. Where did he get this idea? Where did he get this idea?
Islam talks about freeing the next of the slaves. Yes. Yeah.
So it's a mind-boggling information that people are not aware of it, and there are intention from certain group of people to make sure that this information never comes to the public.
And I think most people, they don't like being lied to. So you have a lot of deceit and a lot of deception in the history. You have a lot of deceit in the information that's come out there. People writing books like The Third Jihad and other books that are out there. And these people become victim to a lot of this false negative propaganda, deliberate, you know, distortion. You look at some of these things, you're like, man, this stuff is way out there. It's like they twist information and give half truths, and which is actually just lies then. And this is what much of the information that people are getting to them, and then making the wrong decisions and having the wrong picture about Islam. But I think if we just go, and because we've used this word Muslim, have you found that a lot of times if you can just sit with someone and you can explain to them what it means, the word itself, that most people say, even before, I've done this and I've explained to people before saying the word Muslim, and the majority of people, almost everyone, would say, yeah, I'm that. They would agree with the, I would define the word, give the definition, and I would say, how you feel about that? Being a person who has, who is grateful, who submits his or her will to the creator of the heavens and earth, the one and only one God. This is just one example. And people say, yeah, I'm in. That's a Muslim.
And that's why in the Quran it says that all prophets and messengers were Muslims. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they submitted themselves to the will of God.
Jesus did it.
Muslim, Ibrahim.
Abraham.
As a matter of fact, there is a verse in the Quran that says, Abraham was not a Christian or a Jew, but he was a Muslim.
One who submitted his will
to God.
To God Almighty, God. To Allah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we think about God Almighty and the bounties that we live in it, shouldn't we really submit to his will, mm-hmm, and see what he wants us to do so we can do it right? And again, he tells us throughout history, I'm not asking for myself, I'm asking for you. I want you to live on this planet Earth, mm-hmm, in peace and harmony, so when the end of the world happens, then you're going to come and live in heaven.
Yeah. So these when some of the basic principles that we found that the Constitution was written upon, because the Sharia, this is like the word that's, yeah, used, and it's like it creates fear in the hearts. But
yeah,
like I said earlier, Jesus taught Sharia. That's God's Almighty's laws, legislations. You see that these people, the Thomas Jeffersons and the founding fathers, when they, the original writers of the Constitution, you have this in Islam, the guarantee of these
freedom
points.
Freedom and protection of the individual and the community and the property and the walking and the owning and defending themselves.
All that stuff is like, you don't have to right now where you have to fight for that right that's given to you. Like if you are in a Muslim majority country, let's say in India right now, they're taking away their citizenship, they're killing them. If you have a right now to practice your religion, to be a Christian, to be a Jew, to practice within a Muslim majority country, you don't have to fight. That's not going to be taken away from you. This is your God-given right.
As a matter of fact,
right.
People forget.
The Sharia gives you this right.
Forget the history of India. It was once ruled by Muslims, mm-hmm, and Hindus flourished there and their rights were protected.
Yeah.
And their temples were protected. And nobody forced them to change their religion or to do anything. And they were, and that's how they became majority and they ruled the country. Why? Because was it because Muslims were against them or Muslims gave them the freedom to do what they want as far as they don't hurt anybody else?
You have these laws that are just overnight passed and then you lose all your rights. But
yes.
Islam gives you that. You don't have to worry about that being changed.
Yes.
Because human beings, they change.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because human beings are the same. It's just God. As a matter of fact, there is a verse in the Quran that says, it is his miracle that he created you with different colors and different tongues. Yeah. But we are the same human beings, descendant of Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We are the same family of humanity.
Yeah.
We have the same needs. We all have two arms and five fingers in every hand. We all have urge to eat and urge to do other things. We all have the feeling that I like to be free and I like to be protected. And I don't like a government to be nosy in my affairs. As a matter of fact, there was an example that people came to Umar ibn al-Khattab and they told him, one of our neighbors, he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
And he asked him, so what do you want me to do? He said, we want you to punish him. He said, how did you find out? He said, we looked through the door knob hole.
So they were spying.
He said, I swear to God, if he have poked your eyes out of your face, I wouldn't have punished him because you were trespassing his property.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do behind your door, they give you even freedom if even you do bad things. And as far as justice, unless he, the person or she, admitted that they did something wrong, or it has been openly known in the community that they did something wrong, then the law cannot punish you for a crime. Can you imagine? For a crime. If you look at Islam and the case of adultery, a man cannot accuse his wife of adultery unless he gets four witnesses that they have seen his wife committing adultery. How could any human being get four witnesses to look at his wife while she is committing adultery? As an option after that, if you can't get four witnesses, you will swear four times that I'm telling the truth. And the fifth time you swear that if he was a lying, may God curse come on him. And the same thing applies to the woman. She will make four oaths that she is right and he is wrong. And the fifth one, that God's curse will be on her if she was lying. Mm. This is in just one crime, which is one of the major crimes that really everywhere in the world is breaking homes and societies. So this is how Islam looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
Justice, justice, justice.
Well, yeah, we often hear that no justice, no peace.
People, that's true.
But so Islam is really about justice.
Justice.
Establishing, everybody wants justice. What wasn't it the when the Americas when established itself that it was the Muslims, in particular, I think it was it Morocco, that they were in support and great allies of the Americas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were the dominant force in that time of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They were dominating the ocean. And they were helping the United States.
The Muslims.
Protecting, and yeah, the Muslims.
The Muslims were protecting
the U.S.
Yeah.
trades in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States were paying them.
What about you hear a lot of these anti-Islam phobes and other Islam haters that they'll say that, no, these Muslims were terrorizing the fleet. They were the pirates.
As I said before, it's powerful right history. For example, I just ran into something that most Americans do not know. And it is called the blackmailing of President Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written by a Jewish Zionist who broke off the Zionist movement. And you can Google it, blackmailing of Woodrow, President Woodrow Wilson.
Uh-huh.
One of the lawyers, Jewish lawyers from New York, when Woodrow Wilson was elected the first time in 1912, he came to the White House. And the president thought he's coming to congratulate him. He said, "Unfortunately, Mr. President, I'm coming with bad news." And he laid a bunch of letters on the table. And those letters were love letters that the Woodrow Wilson wrote to his colleague professor's wife while he was teaching.
Yeah.
And he said, "The woman is asking for $50,000. He said, "I don't have that money." He said, "Don't worry, we'll pay it for you. But the first appointment to the Supreme Court will tell you who to appoint." And that was the judge who justified for the United States of America to get involved in World War. And they got involved in 1917 and 1918. Why? Because the British told them, if you can get the Americans to help us with the war, we're going to give you Palestine. Nobody writes about it. Why? Because those who controlling the media don't want you or me or the average American to know about this history, where America have lost billions of dollars and lost hundreds of thousands of lives for no reason whatsoever. The U.S. has nothing to do with the World War I or World War II, but nevertheless, they paid dearly, dearly in both wars. Why? To establish Israel. So nobody talks about this. As a matter of fact, there is a British lady, one of the, with the title Lady in British, she is going around now saying, there is a state for the Jews, which is called the Jewish Republic in Russia. Stalin, when he came, he was trying to have every ethnicity live together. So there was a Jewish group living in Southeast Russia, and he called it the Jewish Republic. And Jews from Europe were going there to live. But nevertheless, Weizmann and the founders of Israel, they wanted to go to Palestine for no reason whatsoever. As a matter of fact, she's going around saying the solution for the Palestinian and the Middle East problem is for the Jews to go to the Jewish Republic in Russia and for the Palestinians to keep their land. But nobody talks about it, and you have to dig to find it. Only a few people, and most of them, they pay their life for speaking the truth,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Wow, yeah. You have to dig a little bit, but this is directly, it's unfortunate also that when news comes to us, we have this also solution in the verbatim word of God Almighty Allah, yeah. the Quran, where Allah says, if some news comes to you, verify it, check
verify
it out.
Verify it.
You know, this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
But you it seems like a lot of times you got to dig a little bit because the truth doesn't get the headlines. The actual truth is not mainstream.
No.
Yeah.
People control. As a matter of fact, the last statement I made, I heard about the current election. One of the professors in one of the universities, he was saying, we don't really have a two-party system. We have one party with two wings. Because what you see the Democratic Party is doing now, they're shooting themselves in the foot. For who? For, unfortunately, they're paving the way for Trump to win. The way they're huddling themselves and not supporting the one who is more competent and more honest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the U.S. Constitution, which is taken from Islam. If you look at the story of Moses, peace be upon him, when he left Egypt, he went to Midian, and he found out that there is people watering their animals with the exception of two women. They cannot come close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped them to water their animals. And later on, one of the women came to him and said, my father want to pay you off for what you did.
Yeah.
And when he went to Shu'aib, Prophet Shu'aib, and he told him his story, guess what his daughter said? Father, please hire him. The best you can hire is the competent and the honest.
Competent and honest, yeah.
Isn't this is what the United States Constitution, it says this is the delegates that they're going to be in Congress or Senate. They should be competent and honest. But do we really do that?
No.
The system, which according to Islam, which they have it, is people will nominate you. Not you go and ask people to nominate you. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Islam is people will nominate the candidate. Why? Because they see their activity and their service.
They see their trustworthiness.
And the
trustworthiness. The competence, yeah.
Not only on the country level, but on the community level.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, the only time it happened in the last maybe century is happened in Tunisia. The president of Tunisia, he was a professor in school, and his student were the one who nominated him and the one who ran his campaign.
Yeah.
Why? Because they felt he's confident, he's competent, and honest.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what Quran and what Islam tells us, how to select our leaders. And not only that, Rasulullah SAW said, the one who seek leadership is not worthy of leadership.
Wow.
Which is exactly what's happening. Every elected politician, they spend the money and those who support him to really convince the people to, rather than the people should convince the candidate to run for them and represent them. So this political system is according to Islam, but the implementation is really run by the people with money.
Have you had a chance? Has anyone ever confronted you and told you go back home? Have you dealt with, in your experience, someone who's been really hostile, but at the end, when you got a chance to sit with them, good things happen?
I tell you, when I first came to the state, I came in 69.
Yeah.
And I lived in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
Because I went to school there, because Wichita, Kansas is known and is still known as the air capital of the world.
Uh-huh.
I'm an aerospace engineer. Mm-hmm. So I've known a person.
But you're also a semi-imam, right?
Yes.
Yes, you're also
a
spiritual leader.
Yes. And I got to know somebody from Tennessee who lived in. So his father was there, and he had a couple drinks. So he looked at me and said, are you Jewish? I said, no, sir. He said, what the hell are you from? I said, I'm from Egypt. He said, same damn thing.
Yeah.
So this is how the feeling was at that time. However, many places has gone better, and many places has gone worse. Why? Because let's face it, Muslim community in America is different than any other minority community ever lived in America. Most of us are highly educated and doing services to America at large. You won't find a hospital in America that doesn't have a Muslim doctor. You won't have any institution or corporation in America that doesn't have a good Muslim who's doing good service for America. So we are doing good service for America, and this gives us one-on-one basis to meet non-Muslims in America, and they can see for themselves. Even with the tremendous Islamophobia that's being bombarding Muslims and non-Muslims to hate Muslims. As a matter of fact, people do not realize that President Nixon, in his memoir, after the communist system fell down, he said, we have to create another enemy, and that enemy will be Islam.
This is Nixon.
Nixon.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're telling the American public, look at the monster, while they are robbing them blind.
Wow. Yeah.
And they have, Nixon said, we have to create a new enemy, and this is Islam.
So while you have the enemy, you're distracted, and they're robbing you blind.
Yes. This is exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. Now, the oil price is down to almost $40 a barrel. Why is the gas at the gas pump is still the same price? Who's making the difference? Why you and I are not making the difference? Why don't you and I benefit from that? We're spending billions, if not trillions of dollars on wars. Why can't we use this money on the homeless, better education, better health care, better America? Why? Yeah. Because those who have the money, they don't benefit from having good roads or good schools, but they benefit from selling war machinery. And they have the audacity to make young people believe he is fighting for his country. They are not fighting for their country. They are fighting for those who owns the ammunition and the tanks and the airplanes. And why are we fighting over there? We have nothing to do with them. United States, till today, everybody wants to come to live in the United States. So how could everybody wants to come and live in the United States and hate the United States? Doesn't work.
Doesn't make any sense, yeah.
And why? Because the United States is based on the best just system in the world, which is Islam. And that's why people want to come here. Mm-hmm. But how come they don't want people overseas to live in peace and tranquility? Why are they always supporting dictators? Why President Trump is going to India and holding hand with the Indian Hitler that he's been killing and burning Muslims and destroying masajid? What kind of message is he giving to anybody? Why Biden is saying that he doesn't have to be a Jew to be Zionist? And he said, I am Zionist to the core. He made a statement saying, the best investment we're making is the money we give it to Israel. And if there was no Israel, we would have created Israel. Why America has to do with there? It's thousands and thousands of miles there. Why wouldn't America help the poor and the needy, as they always did before, as the forefathers did? And to be honest with you, I feel that we should have an American Spring. Take America back and bring it back to the forefathers' time with no slavery.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned something where that you have all of these different roads of good that can be accomplished, and money can be spent, taxpayer money can be spent to eradicating homelessness, poverty, health care, education, but the majority of the money goes towards
war,
killing innocent people on another part of the planet.
And that's what Bernie Sanders is saying. And that's why even the Democratic Party is hating him. Mm-hmm. They want somebody else.
But if you don't go over there, then they're going to come over here and they're going to take our way of life and they're going to take our freedoms. And you hear this is what's usually said, like we have to go over there so they don't come over here because they hate us.
How many of the people, I mean, people do not realize that every white person in America is an immigrant. They are all immigrants. The only Americans are the Native Americans. And who among every terror act has been happening in the last couple hundred years is happening by a white man. And most of them are happening against Muslims and minorities. Black men did not lynch white men. Black men did not burn alive white men. It is white men who have been killing black men and people of the color. People who have come to live in the United States in the last couple hundred years, they just came to make a good living and to get away from the disaster and the hell that the United States caused them in their own countries. I didn't realize that the CIA was running the Middle East until I came to the United States. I left Egypt because of the dictatorship. I used to be a first lieutenant engineer in the Egyptian Air Force from 1965 to the end of 1968. Mm-hmm. I went through the Six-Day War, and I saw the corruption of what's going on in Egypt from the military. And who put the military in place is the United States CIA. Everybody read about Kermit Roosevelt, what he did in Iran, what he did in Egypt. He was running the Middle East. Till today, Trump is saying, my favorite dictator, about the Egyptian president, who, this honestly, run a coup, run by the admission and the knowledge and the blessings of the United States. And now people say, why are they hating us? There isn't any dictatorship around the world that the United States has not supported. And that's why people want to come here, because at least the United States still have some freedom for the American citizens and the American inhabitants, more than anyone can have in his own or her own country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I am here and many other ethnicity are here.
Yeah. So those some of those original that are they talked about in this book, what was it like, around 30% the Muslims from Africa, they were actually brought here by force. They were on the transatlantic ships, trade ships. They were kidnapped. They were kidnapped from their homes, tortured, and brought here. And they were some of the the original ones who came forcefully here.
Yeah.
They talk about this in the book, in any of these?
It is in the memoir of Ali, the slave. And it is I'll send you the link.
Yeah. So you mentioned.
I sent you the
link. So now you had Muslims here in Americas, in America, who are befriending the Native Americans.
Oh yeah.
And you have evidence that many of the Native Americans, they also turn to the worship of one and only one God. And you can see in a lot of their writings the pure monotheism.
Yes.
Right. So you had Muslims in America at that time, and then also forcibly brought here at that time. In history, so Muslims have been here. Those, again, Muslim is one who submits his or her will to the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one God. So Muslims have been here since the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way before Columbus was even born.
Uh-huh. Way before even Columbus. This book actually talks about that.
Just the introduction of this book ridiculed Columbus and as a fake person.
Yeah.
That he has nothing to do with the discovery of America.
I mean,
already discovered
mm-hmm.
at that time, and tells you about the influence of the African culture that impacted the United States. Just the introduction of the book, of those both books, will give you tremendous knowledge about what has been happening in the United States.
Thank you so much for sharing all that with us. We're out of time, so people can look up some of this information. You have Thomas Jefferson's Quran. It's a shame that they're still teaching that in schools, Columbus discovering America. It doesn't take a lot of research going down and investigating to see that that's not true.
That's true.
And
those books, you can buy them for less than $20 a book.
Yeah. But the main thing is, in bringing up these points, is Muslims are here. They've been here. Muslims are those who, just like Jesus, Abraham, Moses, and all the other prophets, they want to live a God-conscious life. They want to submit to their creator, not the creation. They want to stay away from all immorality. They want to be good, upright human beings. They want to work to make America a better place. And we're your neighbors. We're not going anywhere. So get to know a Muslim. Visit a Muslim at the mosque. Make the connection.
And all we do and all we can say, please come and visit our masajid. As a matter of fact, the FBI, after 15 years of snooping on Muslim communities around the United States, they came up with saying the Muslim community is one of the best communities in the United States.
This is
the FBI. After 9/11, for 15 years, they have
surveillance.
They have surveillance of not only the masajid, phone calls, internet, you name it. And that was the result of all the surveillance for 15 years, is the Muslim community is one of the best communities in the United States. Uh-huh. All we want you, just come and visit us. Go to our masajid. When you see somebody looks like a Muslim, stop them. When you see a woman covering her hair, stop her and ask her why she's doing this and why she's doing that. Knock on our doors and come and eat with us.
Mm-hmm.
Visit with us.
Make the human connection. Yes.
You will like it.
Yeah. Hate's bad for the health, bad for the heart.
Yes.
And that's not going to really get us anywhere. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us and sharing that with us. And thank you guys for tuning in again here to The Dean Show. Subscribe if you haven't already. You can go ahead and visit us every week. We're trying to clear the misconceptions, bridge those gaps of misunderstanding, and invite you to come visit us. Call us also if you have any questions, 1-800-662-ISLAM. We'll see you next time. God willing, inshallah. We started with peace. We end with peace. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Which, by the way, was a greeting of Jesus and all the prophets. And that same way of life that they live, we're living today. And that's the worship of one and only one God. Worship the creator, not the creation. So much to learn. But if you can dig that, you can dig the rest. And we'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
But I'm saying even meat, not too much eating meat, no good. Once a week, maybe maximum. And then vegetable, hummus, all good Arabic food, Middle East, like in the old time. Like in the Muslim, look at the Muslim. Bread, almond, apple, go, read.
Yeah.
Read, you discover in the Muslim a lots of good thing.
Okay.
Very smart Prophet Muhammad. He knew what's good for the future about the body. So look at that. Don't ask me. And believe me, you have everything.